can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Woo!
Welcome back to week 3 of the FanDuel Manual. I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. With me as always is Doug Hayes and Chris Cowan. Doug, what'd you do this weekend?
This was a pretty good weekend. Football-wise, I did go to the Broncos game against the Chiefs. But, more importantly, I played in a tournament called Flip Cupalooza. You can check it out at flipcupalooza.com. Our team name was Flip It.
They're not affiliated with FanDuel.
They're not affiliated.
Do not work your side gig into this show.
We were called, our team name, you had to like dress up, play Flip Cup, and our team name was Flip It Good. Kind of like Whip It. Yes, like Whip It Good.
We want.
Flip that.
We want.
You guys get it.
We get it. We get it.
So anyway, this is just some advice if you ever play in Flip Cupalooza. It's not like one of those things you tailgate or pregame for, because you're going to be drinking an awful lot during the tournament. Unfortunately, we were making our outfits pre-drinking, so by the end of the night, we asked the DJ to play that Flip It Good song, and I look over, and my wife is crawling on the table of one of the games that's happening at the time.
Oh.
It's like, oh,
did
God.
They like that or not like that?
Everyone liked it. It was awesome.
Security.
But
I did. You sent me that video of her dancing like crazy with that stupid like red Solo Cup hat, and she pushed it down and it covered her whole head.
So I have like all these cuts and stuff on my fingers. Like, I can't believe I have Flip Cup injuries, but that's how blackout we were during that, and it's the funnest thing ever. Please go to flipcupalooza.com /
do not go
Doug Hayes coupon. See ya.
Coupon.
You can sign up next year. Just type in FanDuel Manual in the promo and get off your ticket.
It was so fun. And then the Broncos barely beat the Chiefs, which is also fun, but could have been cool.
Went to that.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was after Flipcupalooza, so I took one sip of one drink, already wasted off my balls again.
That's a fun day.
And then they did so good until the very end. I was like, oh my God, this thing's going to go into overtime. Luckily, no chance. Now we're going to smoke Seattle this week. So fun.
What a great game.
Big words. That is going to be a good game. I'm super nervous for that game. Chris, how was your weekend, man?
Well, I feel like I knew you were going to ask me that, and I don't remember Friday at all. And it's not because of a drinking thing or anything. I just don't remember what I did. So,
sorry.
Amnesia.
But I do have a thing I heard today I wanted to kind of bring up is this guy, this person who worked in the hospital, took a selfie of him with Joan Rivers like 10 minutes before she died. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, before she died.
Yeah, he's also now dead, coincidentally.
He took a selfie.
He got shot because of this.
I heard this. Tell me more about this.
That's pretty much all I got. But he's going to get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, he's going to be done forever.
Wait, like he works for the hospital?
He was a staff member, like, while her, like, trachea was closing up, like, near death. He's snapping himself.
Instead of getting, like, an EpiPen, he went and, like, got his iPhone and snapped a selfie.
Yeah.
They call it a death fee. there's no name for that yet. That's the first person to do that.
I don't think it's going to catch on enough to have its own name.
God. Okay, it's for and he posted it?
He did not.
Oh, he just took it?
Oh, I don't know.
It was one of Chris's friends, I guess.
For sure he must have posted it if it's big news. Like, what an idiot.
I don't know how my friend Jimmy did. I mean, I don't know how that guy did that.
I had a pretty big weekend, too. I also took a selfie of myself, and then I accidentally, in the morning, flipped a cup off of my nightstand.
Sounds sweet, bro. Sounds like a pretty good weekend.
I will tell you, though, I was on the edge of my seat for that game. Like, my team was not – I know there was a lot of injuries this week that we're going to talk about, but my team was just – points away from beating you guys. If Andrew Luck, if Jeremy Maclin or Ertz would have done one more thing, I would have been victorious this week. However, Chris, got to give it up. Your team was victorious. LeSean McCoy went off. Jordy Nelson went off. Doug, you had a really good pick. And, well, I got to say Giovanni Bernard on my team pretty much carried the weight. But, Doug, you're tight end went crazy. Lenny Walker got 25.
That's also something that happened during the weekend. My tight end went crazy at Flip Cavalooza.
Ew.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
I think that means I had gay sex.
Hey, guys, if you have a second, I remember what I did Friday now.
Oh, God.
What?
So Friday, so my family went out for an Italian dinner, and the Italian dinner was so horrible. I was arguing against going to this place, but my mom was craving veal parmesan, so we went to this place, and we were at this restaurant, about 10 of us, for no word of a lie, 3.5 hours. Just not getting served. We weren't even getting any attention. It's a small little restaurant. You would think that they'd want to like impress the biggest party that was there and like get a great tip and everything. Just horrible, rude service. Finally, the food comes out and I get this Italian baked haddock. So it's like a white fish. And when I ordered it, I said, you know what? I really want to try this vodka cream sauce. And she's like, okay, yeah, that's great. So it comes out. Wouldn't you know, it's a traditional red tomato sauce. And I really just didn't want this piece of fish with this kind of sauce. I'm like, oh my God, do I say anything? And so I did. I was like, you know what? Screw you guys. I've been here long enough. I really wanted that vodka cream sauce. They take it back and they bring it back out. I swear to God, you could not even see the fish. It was so passive aggressive. They put so much of this sauce on this fish. Like the fish almost came back to life. It was underneath so much stuff.
What a dick you are for telling that stupid story.
Don't worry. We'll edit that out. No problem.
Hey, no.
Jeez,
the moral
man.
Of the story is don't choose players that might be hurt during the week.
I wish I could forget what you did on Friday.
So that was Friday.
Oh, all the moral story, don't whip your kids.
Oh, man, switch that up. I mean, I shouldn't say that.
Switch, don't use that word.
Change that up. all right, let's talk about football players this week, gentlemen. We're going to be talking about all games except for the Tampa Bay-Atlanta Thursday game, but as we've talked about before, it is definitely worth it. If you can get in, this podcast should be up Thursday morning. If you can get in Thursday, there's a lot of people who are just going to play Atlanta players and Tampa Bay players so they can see their points rise. So get in on Thursdays if you can. But if not, we're going to be talking about, I'm just going to go through the lineup here, Denver at Seattle, San Diego at Buffalo, Dallas at St. Louis, Washington at Philadelphia, Houston at New York Giants, the Vikings at the Saints, Tennessee at Cincinnati, Baltimore at Cleveland, Green Bay, Detroit, Indy, Jacksonville, Oakland, New England, San Fran, Arizona, KC at Miami, Pittsburgh, Carolina, and then the Monday night game, Chicago at Jets. The cool thing about everything before like week 1, 2, and 3 is everyone plays, so you get like everyone to choose from. The not cool thing is everything hasn't really sort itself out yet. So you're not really sure if just because they were great last year doesn't mean they're good this year. But I think before we even get into the players, we should talk about some of the injuries, the big injuries that happened last week. Doug, you were talking about like, wasn't like their third string wide receivers were like with turf toe. It was like all big superstar names got injured or had child abuse charges on them.
It was crazy. I'm sure a lot of fantasy football people, not just FanDuel, like obviously you wouldn't play FanDuel, Adrian Peterson with what's going on, but I feel like a lot of big names this year, Jamaal Charles, AJ Green, Adrian Peterson, like these are all in the first round picks to be out, and it just crushes your team if you play FanDuel because those are your highest priced people. Like week one, I had Jamaal Charles, who ended up being my least scored person. Week two, I had AJ Green and Pierre Garçon, who had 1 point combined. So it's, you know, I think the lesson in all this is if there is a nagging injury, especially if you're doing a Thursday league, it's not worth the risk. If you're doing the Sunday league, you better be very confident that they're 100% back, or else just stay away from them. It's not worth it, especially for that money.
Well, like a guy like Brandon Marshall, Adam Schefter reported that a 75% chance that Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey would both be out.
Yeah.
But if you took a flyer on it and said, I'm going to go with Marshall, you had a hell of a day.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things with FanDuel. It's not like fantasy football where you can wait till right before the game and then you can switch them out for somebody else. Like at 1 o'clock kickoff, you're set. Your Monday guys are set. You can't switch them out. I want to ask you guys this really quick. As far as fantasy, like a season long fantasy, like where you have like a 12 team fantasy draft compared to just doing weekly FanDuel matches, what do you guys prefer?
At this point, I prefer FanDuel because, I don't know, the traditional drafts are done, typically second to fourth preseason game. There's so many moving parts still. I think FanDuel, if you're a smart, or at least if you think you're a smart football guy and you kind of keep up with everything, it allows you the freedom to create the team that you want every week. There's really no excuses except for injuries. If you're in a traditional league, the only way that you can kind of be the smart football guy after you pick your original team is to just be the first guy to get to the waiver wire.
People are now very, with the internet and everything, they're all over the waiver wire. Like, it recommends who you should pick up and everything. So I think I like FanDuel because each week you kind of like, it's a whole new thing you can think about. Like, who do I want? What are the matchups? Where, you know, with your fantasy football team, you have your studs. You have to make a few judgment calls. But pretty much you play the people that you picked that are your top players. With FanDuel, it's wide open. Like, even if you want this player, you have to still bring in the money factor to it. So a lot of thinking about it. It's kind of like, I don't know. I love playing poker and gambling, but it's kind of like that. Like, you got to think it through. Like, should I spend all my money here? Should I spend all my money here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at these matchups. I don't know. It's way more thought-provoking to me than should I play this player or this player for 1 week.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing.
I will say it. Go ahead.
Sorry, Brennan. I'll just finish up. One of my favorite parts of FanDuel, honestly, is it really makes Sunday morning a lot more fun.
It does.
You know, because like Doug said, you tinker with your lineup a little bit in your regular leagues, but you're limited to what you already have. You can wake up, you know, if you're an East Coast guy, you wake up at 8 a.m. and you can adjust your lineup 10 times and psych yourself out and, you know, have these epiphanies of what the perfect lineup might be in your mind. And it's just really good time. And then it's sort of like your own little pregame until the 1 o'clock game starts. Really cool.
Yeah, I love it. I think I definitely prefer the weekly FanDuel auction style. But the only thing is I absolutely love the live draft. That's the one piece, like the The live draft is so fun. That's my favorite part about the league.
For sure.
Only reason I'm in three leagues right now. I was thinking next year I might only be doing FanDuel, but I don't know if I can give up live draft.
Live draft meaning not like live in-person drafts are fun. Like it's a party.
Live in-person.
You know?
Yes.
I'm all set with the computer live draft.
No, they have the board. No, that's the same thing. That's just like a weaker version of FanDuel where you can't even choose the same guys as somebody.
Yeah, it's almost outdated at this point.
I actually got a survey from FanDuel asking if they did snake-type drafts, if I would play. Like, they're trying to think of different formats they can do. I'm like, just stick with this. What are you guys doing? This isn't working.
I did hear about a league. There's another website. Sorry again, Brendan, but there's a website where you can actually make substitutions in-game. Have you heard about this?
What do you get? You only get the points that they score from then on?
So you pick your team, and then, like, if you see say you have Nochan Moreno playing and he gets hurt, you can sub in a guy on your bench and put him in. And then if Moreno comes back, like, in the third quarter, you can put him back in. And you get the points for when that guy is in your lineup and what he did.
Yeah, right. FanDuel's site crashes every 2 seconds.
Don't say that about our friends at FanDuel.
That's true. That's what most of the emails that I'm responding to lately are, though. They're like, your guy's site's down. I'm like, no way. FanDuelManual.com's always 100%. Mm-hmm. I think you're talking about FanDuel.com. You should write those guys.
Do you know what happened last week? I think it's the iPhone app for FanDuel is a little messed up because it was Sunday and it was like 30 minutes until the first game. And on my iPhone app, it had, sometimes you just get in a tournament and just put whatever so you're in the tournament. It would not change my lineup on the app.
Yeah.
And on the website, it was set like I wanted it. But like, I was thinking like, holy shit, if this is my team, when this happens, I'm going to be so upset. And I couldn't change it. So my advice my advice would be always do, if you have any questions, do the website. I think they're still tweaking the app. Do the website. Yeah. Make sure your team's set and you're good to go.
You know the worst part about when you change your team so much is when, if you change your team a ton, there is at one point you picked the perfect guy and then you swapped them out. And then this guy goes off for like 200 yards. And you're like, you know what? At like 11:30, I had him. What was I thinking?
Right.
Ugh.
I agree.
I do that thing where I pick a team where I'm like, you know what? I just need to. Yeah, you're just like whatever the cheapest guys are, just so I can put a team in, and then like I'll just remember to go back and change that one later, and then like that's the week where I get challenged at 10 different matches. I'm like in like 15 different ones, and I just forget to look at that. And I'm like, oh, what's this one? What the hell? Who are these guys? How the hell did I pick all these guys? Just locked in.
I just want to point out before we go on, Brandon and Doug, you guys are looking at each other right now, right? Through technology?
Oh, looking deep into each other's eyes. Big time.
So two things with that. that's kind of why I'm the guy that interrupts sometimes, just for so our fans know, because I can't pick up on the visual cues there.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Okay, cool.
And second of all, just real quick, like what are you guys wearing?
Just a ton of red sauce.
Don't answer that.
Button up.
A ton of fake haddock red sauce,
button up.
Bro.
Button up tall.
Thank you, Doug, for giving me a real answer. Ugh.
All right, man. Let's talk some fantasy football. Let's give some people some knowledge. Listen, the spreadsheet's going to be up on the site live tomorrow, right, Doug?
It's going to be live. And
it'll be live before Sunday, that's for sure.
Before Sunday, for sure. I got so much shit going on.
Doug's got some stuff going on in his life. He's making big moves.
Big moves, but it will be up before Sunday. You'll be able to make an awesome team, I promise.
Don't worry, Rudimus. We got you, bro.
Thanks.
All right, so the spreadsheet will be live. It's going to have all the it's going to have the over-under. It's going to have the weather. Going to have the FanDuel cost against the value. You're going to want to check that out on the Facebook page. or hit us up on Twitter at FanDuel Manual. Let's get into quarterbacks. So this week at quarterback, the top projected players are Andrew Luck, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers. And as far as value goes, Russell Wilson, Josh McCown, and Brian Hoyer are popping up on the top of that list. I actually went with one of the top projected guys because I saved some money due to some injuries. And I went with Drew Brees this week. He's at home. He's playing against Minnesota. I never really know who he's going to go with. I know Mark Ingram's injured, but the guy likes to go through the air. So if I can get a piece of that passing game, I'm going to do it in Drew Brees. So that's what I went with this week.
You're going to do it in Drew Brees?
Yep. If I can.
If I can. Chris, who you got?
Good luck, man.
If I can.
I did that whole scroll up thing until I found a guy I liked, and I had a guy I was hoping that I would scroll up to for good value, and I went with Kirk Cousins. At Philly, I don't love that he's at Philly, but I do think it's going to require a bit of a shootout, and he played really well last week, and I think he's going to do a good job in Gruden's offense, and I think he also is going to take advantage of some big-time players in DeSean Jackson, if healthy, and Garcon, and keep that Miles Paul guy going. I think Cousins presents a really good value this week at 6,800.
I like Cousins a lot, actually. He was one of the guys that I had in my lineup, and I just ended up having enough money where I just needed to make one little tweak, and I was able to get Drew Brees, but he looks better than RG3. Like, I feel like I feel like he's very productive in that offense. He knows what he's doing, and I think that's a great pick.
I have a quick RG3 prediction. I feel like RG3 is going to go to the St. Louis Rams because Sam Bradford is in a contract year. He's hurt, and there'll also be a lot of irony there with that Rams.
It would be a very crazy twist.
Yeah. And think about Jeff Fisher's most successful quarterback was Steve McNair, who was also a good thrower and also very mobile. I think it would be perfect.
You think that'll happen this year?
No, I just think it will happen.
Okay. Also, he also probably hates McNair, right?
Well, he's dead.
Did he take a selfie with him?
McNair is not dead. What? Is he? Is McNair dead?
He was murdered, man.
Oh.
his fantasy value, he means.
It was murdered a while ago.
You're thinking of McNabb.
Oh, I wasn't, but I do now remember McNair was murdered. Sorry about that. Anywho,
Other sad quarterback news?
Robert Griffin was murdered a year ago.
His fantasy value has been murdered by his ankles and knees.
God, I wouldn't trust that guy at all right now. In a kickball game.
Game of Twister.
Yeah, if he's playing kickball, I'd be like, listen, you'll just play the field. You're not trying to kick with that foot. No way.
Right hand green, left Achilles red. Uh-oh.
I also chose Kirk Cousins. I think it's a good pick. I worry a little bit that it's, I don't know. It just happens where like a guy gets hurt, a guy does awesome, and now you think that he gets it. But for 6,800 against Philadelphia, who they love to play fast, he's going to get a lot of opportunities. I thought it was a good deal as well.
I'll just say to all of our listeners, Rudimus, take Kirk Cousins, because anytime that Doug and Chris choose the same person and I don't choose that person, that person goes off.
Yeah. Breeze is as good as dead.
Breeze. Yeah, right. All right. Let's go into running backs. Top projections are LeSean McCoy, Matt Forte. Arian Foster's on the top of this list.
And then as far as value is concerned, Forte, LeSean McCoy, and then Danny Woodhead sneaks up in the top three because of one of those injuries that we talked about to Ryan Matthews, who also increases the value of Donald Brown this week. But I think Donald Brown and Danny Woodhead are going to share a lot of the touches in San Diego. Doug, who'd you go with?
I went with Danny Woodhead. I think it reminded me of college when me and Brennan shared a lot of the touches with girls as well. And what's that? So we had, I think with that
injury.
That
did not happen. We did not share the touches.
With girls, I said. With girls, man.
Yeah, I know what you said. There's only one shared between us.
Touches, bro.
Jennifer Woodhead.
Jennifer Woodhead shared the touches. I think $5,900. I feel like my team is very weird this week, to be honest with you. Last week, I was ready to bet $1 billion because I had all studs. This week, I'm kind of like mixing it up, and I think it'll probably work better. But Danny Woodhead, $5,900 with the injury, I think is a steal. Also, Buffalo, I think, is playing out of their minds right now. I don't think they're that great of a team. And then the second running back I went with is Eddie Lacy. I think Detroit is very susceptible to big games. Eddie Lacy has not really had this crazy good game, but it's only week three, and he's a stud for $8,200.
Well, I went with somebody who's projected to get more points and is $1,200 less than Eddie Lacy in Niall Davis. Again, another player whose value has increased because of injuries. Jamaal Charles went out with, I don't even know, high ankle sprain, I think they ended up saying it was.
Yeah.
I was like, watching that Bronco game, I was very, you know, I never want to see anyone get injured. Unless, of course, it's Jamaal Charles playing the Denver Broncos. So that happened, and I was really excited. But then now Davis went crazy. And this week, he's going to be playing Miami. So I feel like it's going to be a little repeat performance, except this week he's going to be taking reps with first team, and he's going to be ready to go. Somebody else who I was impressed with this week in that Monday night game, I was not impressed with Trent Richardson. I thought he just looked clunky. He didn't know, like, he wasn't hitting any lanes. Like, he just looked bad. Just looked really, really bad. And the fumbles. And Ahmad Bradshaw, I thought, looked really good. I mean, obviously he scored twice, but I felt like whenever they're getting him the ball, they were getting it to him in space. Like when he was getting the ball, like, it just looks so much better, and that offense is pretty prolific. So I went with Ahmad Bradshaw and Niall Davis this week.
Brennan, I like both those picks. I think they're both very good.
What about Drew Brees?
I never heard of him. Chris, who you got?
I almost went with Niall Davis, but do you hear what they're saying about Niall Davis, though?
He doesn't want to be the primary running back. Because he's gay.
That's not what I heard. I heard Niall.
It's going to be the worst joke ever. Here it comes.
Niall Davis is not just a river in Egypt. So because of that, I did not choose him.
Do you know, if you look his name up in the phone book, it might say D. Nile.
I don't get that.
I get that.
Why did the phone book with
the joke's D? Messed up. The joke's messed up. We all know it.
I told it wrong.
I think so.
So,
yeah,
all right.
So
I went with Andre Ellington, and this is sort of a late game switcheroo. I had Joik Bell in here, who I think is getting better and better, and he's going to get more and more looks. He's kind of one of my guys this year, long term. But I went with Ellington because of the Jonathan Dwyer news that happened just a few hours ago. Dwyer, another domestic violence thing, which is just insane to me. But yeah. Ellington getting better from he has a foot problem. They're hoping he practices on Thursday this week. He seems to be improving. He's averaging 7 yards a carry, and he had a good amount of yards last week, even with a bad foot. So he's improving health-wise, and the guy who took his carries is now deactivated because of domestic violence. So I went with Ellington.
Are you concerned against like the fact that his foot's hurting him and that he's going up against San Francisco?
San Francisco's not really bothering me right now. Like, I feel like they're more of a name, more bark than bite right now.
Okay.
But I could be wrong, and yes, I did think about that. I then went with Pierre Thomas, sort of a little bit of the injury reason. He's $6,300, which I think is good value for him, especially in FanDuel point systems where you get the PPR. Mark Ingram out for a month. Kyrie Robinson is the other guy. I think Kyrie Robinson will see an increase in carries, but I think you just went from a three-headed running back system to a two-headed running back system, and Pierre Thomas is a lot more proven than Kyrie Robinson. I feel like he's kind of a good sneaky pick at $6,300 this week.
Can I say another guy that I was impressed with last week that I was looking at?
Yes.
No.
Thank you. I'm saying it. Darren Sproles.
Sproles?
Yeah, Sproles.
Sproles, bruh.
It's a wrestling move. When someone shoots in at your legs, you Darren Sproles.
Wrestling joke.
Brendan.
You look his name up in the dictionary. It would say D Sproles. It's dictionary this time. All right, so if you guys watched that game, it was crazy. Like, get him the ball in space. Like, the guy is accelerating so fast. Like, even just running tough. Like, he just looked really good to me. And he looks like he kind of fits. Is that, like, LeSean McCoy looked great, but it didn't affect Sproles' value this week at all. So yeah. That was another guy who I kind of had in my lineup and took out and had it back in for a little bit.
Definitely. I think every year there's a few guys on FanDuel where they're – FanDuel just hasn't caught up to the game yet, and Sproles is still very sneaky, hanging down there at that, what is he, 6,000, I think, Brendan?
Yeah. And
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, for sure.
Yeah, last week he had 7 targets, 7 receptions, 152 yards, not including 4 rushes for 26 and a touchdown. So
disappointing, but I'm sure he'll improve.
Yeah, he might have a better week next week. We'll see. All right, let's get into our...
Let's get into Drew Brees.
Let's get into Drew Brees if we can. let me hit you guys with my wide receivers. I spent some money on my wide receivers. But,
Who are you into for receivers?
If I can, I always try to get into Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman, his value has gone up. Like, he costs $6,900 this week. $6,900, woo!
It used to be way cheaper to get into.
Yeah. So $6,900 for Edelman, and then you know what? I forgot. I need to tell you guys the top projected people first. My bad, guys.
I also hate that the Patriots, they list everyone as questionable. They don't let them practice. Like, I looked at Edelman. I wanted to get Edelman, but he's just like, is he questionable or is he not questionable?
He's got a bad back.
Just a bad back? No worries.
I don't even think about it anymore. Stupid. Bye.
The bad back?
He's getting older.
Yeah, that's not a good football injury.
He did some gardening after the game.
God. Listen, the top projected guys are Calvin Johnson, Jordy Nelson, Brandon Marshall, followed closely by Demaryius Thomas and Alshon Jeffrey. The best values where you're going to get the most bang for your buck are going to be Marquise Colston, Alshon Jeffrey, and Jeremy Maclin. I don't know about Jeffrey.
He was pretty gimpy.
Yeah, he wasn't getting up to full speed. He just didn't look good. Anyway, I went with Julian Edelman. One of the other guys who I really liked, I wish I could have got Jordy Nelson, but I went with Randall Cobb. He seems to be the red zone target for Green Bay. They try to get him the ball a lot of different ways, and I just feel like he's going to be in the mix. Last week he had five receptions and two touchdowns. He also had some rushing yards, so I went with Cobb. And then last but definitely not least, I spent the money. This might hurt me like AJ Green pick, but I went with Calvin Johnson. My brother told me Calvin Johnson is always worth the money, and I had the money, so I went with Calvin Johnson.
He's always worth the money except last week. That's all.
Except last week.
Yeah.
Like 80 yards, right?
Yeah, he didn't do so good last week. But, I mean, it's so – this is what I love about FanDuel is we all have crazy different teams, and I think our rationale is all very strong, but you got to really become amazing with the money. And I think that's why the spreadsheet is so great, is you're able to see these steals, able to grab people for good bargains, because it's really a crapshoot. And when you choose somebody that has a high dollar amount, it really affects the rest of your team.
Yeah, you know you're going to have to sacrifice somewhere else. Like, I don't get Calvin Johnson and LeSean McCoy and Drew Brees. Like,
yeah,
I got to go with Ahmad Bradshaw.
Yeah. So my receivers are, I don't know, it's just different than I usually choose. I'm just trying.
Ooh, I'm sensing some hesitation right
just
now.
Just trying something a little different because I've been burned by my two top paid people in the last 2 weeks.
Oh,
and
boy,
I don't
want to
be burned again.
Okay.
The only one I spent a lot of money on is Jordy Nelson. I think Detroit is a good matchup for him. I think he's clearly Aaron Rodgers' top target, and I think he'll continue on in turf, indoors. I think Jordy Nelson is a very safe bet.
So again, let me just translate for that for our listener. Take Jordy Nelson this week over Randall Cobb if you're thinking about Green Bay wide receivers.
Yes. Well, you don't need any expert analysis on that. That's just an obvious choice. And then the next one is Mohamed Sanu. I don't think I've ever chose this guy in my life in any league. But with the injuries that the receivers have in Cincinnati, the games in Cincinnati as well, against Tennessee that struggled last week, for 6,100, I think he can. He also is one of those players that can get big plays like he did last week, like he's done before for 6,100. I think he could break one off.
Yeah, with Green out, he had a touchdown. He had three receptions, 84 yards, and a touchdown last week. Like that's a great game.
Yep, that's a great game for him. Great.
Well, how much does he cost?
6,100. Nothing.
Yeah, that's a great game.
Yeah, and then the last one is Reggie Wayne against Jacksonville. I think
you asked the bet on that one.
I think he's still got it. Jacksonville is becoming the laughingstock again, and I also think Andrew Luck is like Peyton Manning in the fact that he wants to repay his players that work hard, that are the staples of the team that he loves, and I think he's gonna try and get Reggie Wayne as many touches as possible this week.
On and off the field.
Dual touches.
Chris, who'd you go with?
What are you going, receivers?
Chris is watching
whatever
a movie.
He wants. Yeah. Oh, Boardwalk Empire was so awesome this week.
It was
actually
good.
Very slow, I thought.
Oh, I liked it.
I didn't love slow shows.
You watch the Leftovers, too?
Yeah, love that show.
I only watched the first one, but it was
what?
Good.
What? You only watched the first one?
Then you realized it was scary.
Oh, I know what's happening here. Both of you cannot handle how scary this show is.
All right, receivers, don't get in my head.
So good, though.
All right.
We're
so
also
I went
not affiliated with HBO.
It's my favorite show right now, just so you know.
The Leftovers?
The Leftovers is my favorite show right now.
And my favorite dinner.
All right. I feel like with these receiver picks, with my first two, I kind of picked guys that I feel that both of you take pretty frequently. but I thought the value was good this week. I went with Michael Crabtree. Mm. He actually had a big week last week. And they are also coming off a loss, so I feel like Kaepernick is going to be determined to keep getting this guy the ball. Also because Vernon Davis is somewhat injured, so I think he's going to look Crabtree's way even more. And he's only 6,500.
Do you think that Peterson will play Crabtree?
Peterson? Patrick Peterson, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he probably will. Right, I just think he's $6,500, so I figured why not.
Yep.
He had 9 targets last week, 7 catches, so and a touchdown. So, I mean, he's already in the mix, and with Vernon Davis out again, like, is he going to be out for sure? Do we know that?
No, he just didn't practice today. So
I also don't think Kaepernick's going to be comfortable throwing ever again because he's kind of was intercepted like every other throw on Monday. Go ahead with your picks.
Receiver is due to the Kirk Cousins factor. I went with Pierre Garçon. I know we kind of crapped the bed last week, but this guy is known for just racking up receptions, and with good quarterback play, I think he's a solid pick. He's also $6,500. Again, high-scoring game. I think Cousins is going to be able to kind of play a precision passing game and get Garçon the looks and the touches that he really hasn't seen yet so far through the first 2 weeks. And also, DeSean Jackson's kind of hobbled, and he's going to be a go-to guy. And the third guy is Calvin Johnson.
Ooh.
That is all.
No explanation necessary.
I like that Pierre Garçon pick with Jackson, Sir Reed, sucking. I think it's and Cousin is, you know, he's going to have some flexibility in that game, and that's a great pick.
Thanks, buddy. I feel like Griffin just makes everything riskier. You know what I mean? When he's in there.
Like, yeah. It's just like, he always is thinking run, so he's not like throwing it in the timing that you need to throw the routes.
Yeah, yes. It's like you're thinking about broken plays and
it's
going with the
guys up there
improv instead of the guys who are actually doing what they're supposed to and running their routes.
Exactly.
To talk a little bit more, it sounds like we all kind of have some stock in the receiving game for Green Bay and Detroit. I imagine division game rivalry should be a high scoring game.
I think if that game was in Green Bay, it'd be a different story, but in Detroit, I think that could get real high.
Why?
Because it's outside, crazy noise. I think Green Bay plays defense much better at home, but in the indoor stadium, I think it could be way higher.
I think the Jets' offense kind of did pretty good against them, though.
Yeah, exactly. But not that great. 21 points or whatever.
So I also went with a Washington player because I feel like Kirk Cousins has been connecting with Nyles Paul. So my tight end this week, just based on the performance this year and with Jordan Reed out, he's stepped up and played really solid. So I went with Nyles Paul at tight end.
Who?
Nyles Paul, he was only 5,000, bro.
He's pretty legit. He's pretty athletic tight end. He's not a bad backup to Jordan Reed. He's doing his thing.
Nyles Paul, okay.
You picked Sanu and a bunch of people I'd never heard of. So.
Nyles Paul, I went with Jimmy Graham.
I knew it. You saved all your money.
I was like, he's got to spend somewhere. I mean, at home, their first game, they're on the ropes. They are going to murder Minnesota. Like, they need this game bad. The town knows they need it. It's going to be a big game for Jimmy Graham.
You say the town knows?
The town knows. This is all they have.
The village is aware.
Like, they don't have a bunch of awesome sports teams. This is what the town runs on, is the Saints. They're desperate. They know it. This is going to be a big game for Jimmy Graham.
I feel like I already know Chris's pick.
Say it.
Larry Donnell.
No, I want Jimmy Graham as well.
You did? Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Brennan?
That means to all of our listeners, is you need to save your money and buy Jimmy Graham this week.
Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Graham.
And also stay away from Niles Paul. Jimmy Graham, Gronkowski, and Martellus Bennett, who is another guy I was looking at this week because of the question marks with Alshon Jeffrey and I guess Brandon Marshall a little bit, but he's the third rated highest projected point scorer this week. As far as value at tight ends, it's Jimmy Graham, Martellus Bennett, and then Jason Witten sneaks into the top three. Let's breeze through.
Can I just interrupt Brandon really quick? One thing I meant to say is that I think another awesome receiver this week is going to be Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen did decent last week with Richard Sherman on him for a lot of the game anyways.
Yeah.
And this kid is just going to bust out so big any second now. And I know it's a cross-country trip to Buffalo, but let's not, you know, anoint Buffalo as the next Seattle.
I think Keenan Allen's about ready to explode. I
kind of like that. I may, on a different league, I might switch out. I'd have to switch out Edelman. Who do you like over the two of those guys, Edelman or Allen this week?
That's a good question.
I hate that San Diego has such a boring offense and does that whole ball control thing. They're going to especially do it now, thinking that's the way to win every game, and that worries me with the receivers.
What do you mean the boring ball control thing? That was crazy, that those stats. They had the ball for 42 minutes of that game.
I know, it's good for them to win it, but I think in fantasy football, that's not a great thing.
I don't know.
Well, they're not going to control the ball all day with Donald Brown. They're going to chuck it around a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
To answer your question, though, I think those guys are really close. I would go with Edelman just because he's at home opener against the Raiders, and Allen is going to be a little bit tougher cross-country against Buffalo. Away.
I once had a back injury. I couldn't even pick up a cup.
Yeah, you fought through it, though.
I did. I went in the pool and just hung out there for a day. So hopefully he's good.
And then he played football.
Kickers who are projected over 9 points are Dan Bailey, Nick Folk, and Gostkowski. I just had to save some money, and I went with Josh Scobie. I would have loved to go in with Greg Zuerlein, but dude scores too many points. He's too expensive.
He's too good.
Dude scores too many points.
Do we have to say his? Is that we like obligated to say his name contractually every podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he is
Zuerlein steak, bro?
Who do you guys got a kicker?
I went with. Again, I went with Cody Parkey. He's the Eagles kicker. He is still under $5,000, and the Eagles have more points than any team in the league right now. So, pick it and stick it.
Woo! Cody Parkey. You said show number one, a guy's name you're going to hear a lot from you this season.
Cody Parkey.
I went with Janikowski.
What?
The fat assassin.
What? Is it Janet? Is that a woman kicker?
Janet Slowski, our district attorney.
For defenses, let's take a look at our defenses, gentlemen. Defenses last week, Houston had a huge game and scored a bunch of points. So I actually... I went with Houston this week. They're going to up against the Giants, who seriously look so bad. I think they're the worst football team right now.
They're bad.
They are awful. They don't have a lot going on.
They are terrible. And Houston is looking pretty good. They are the top projected point scorers. Actually, the Giants are second, and then Indianapolis is
third.
The
Giants are the second?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Well... they have to be awesome because their offense is totally inept. Who'd you guys go with at defense?
Doug?
I went with the New Orleans Saints. I think, like I talked about...
The Village is angry.
Like I talked about earlier, the Village is super angry.
They need it.
And just at home, they play a totally different style of football. They're going to be routing this team. Minnesota's going to be pushing, and they don't have the skill without Peterson to be trying what they're going to do. And they're going to be trying to pass like crazy, and it's
that reminds
not
me of that Asiata guy. Did we talk about that dude?
Ooh, no. I don't know what you mean.
Asiata.
Asiago pasta.
Oh yeah, we did talk about the sauce. Asiata, Peterson's replacement. He had a good game last week against New England.
We're not talking about
He had a good first drive, then he came back down to earth. I would not touch anybody on Minnesota except for Cordarrelle Patterson if you want to, only because he might go off on a reverse or something.
All right, good point. Chris, who'd you take?
That's just me. I went with Baltimore Ravens. I hate the Ravens, the R-A-Y-V-E-N-S Ravens.
That's a murder joke.
Murder and other bad stuff, too. and I'll tell you, I saw them on Thursday, and they played a pretty tough brand of defense. They shut down Pittsburgh pretty much, and it's also another divisional game, and in that division, usually not a lot of 34-31 type games. I just think it'll be a good low-scoring game. I think they're a safe pick for a 4900.
Yeah, well, I thought they played really well in that Thursday game. Let's recap the teams real quick. I like my lineup a lot until I get to my tight end through defense.
Until you hear our teams.
No, my team's nice this week, gentlemen. Drew Brees at quarterback, Ahmad Bradshaw, Niall Davis, Randall Cobb, Edelman, Calvin Johnson, Niles Paul, and then Josh Scobie and Houston D.
That's good.
There's so many people I never really even knew were in the league. I went with Kirk Cousins, Danny Woodhead, Eddie Lacy, Jordy Nelson, Mohamed Sanu, Reggie Wayne, Jimmy Graham, Janikowski, Saints D. Get real.
And I did Cousins as well. Andre Ellington, Pierre Thomas, Crabtree, Pierre Garçon, Calvin Johnson, Jimmy Graham, Cody Parkey, and Ravens.
Oh, I like that team. I don't know how you had money for that. Did you check at the top what it says for money dollars?
It says minus 4,000. Is that cool? Red?
Yes.
You just pay extra for that.
You're the same team as me, except I had to do Sanu instead of Calvin Johnson.
I just figured I could go into my bank
and
just add funds later.
I will tell you, I'm very excited for this Denver-Seattle game. I'm very nervous for it, but I feel like it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good game.
I wish Seattle would not have lost that game. They are going to be a little pissed off, but... Fuck it. That's what we got to do. If we're going to win, if we really want to win the Super Bowl, we need to be able to go up there and give them a game.
Plus, you guys won that preseason game this year. That was big for you guys.
Yeah, so it's 1-1.
It's already 1-1. This is the time.
Hey, what do you guys, since we've started doing the podcast, do we know like what our total standings are at this point?
We can probably look that up, but it's, you know who's losing.
Doug, did you win the first week?
I did win the first week.
Chris, you won the second week.
Yeah.
So then that means I'll win this week. Why are you guys laughing?
Niles Davis, bro.
In Miami, man. That's a good pick.
It is good. You're going to win for sure. Now, I think we can do it up. I bet it's... Do you remember what it was last year?
Yeah, you and I were tied winning the last week, and I won.
Oh, you mean like the historic? Yeah, I can look that up for next podcast.
So it was like, nine to how many weeks? They played 18, so like 10-8. 10-8. And then this year, so 11-9-1.
Now, I also, because of that, I broke it down into head-to-head.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that look like?
Towards the end of last season, I beat Chris head-to-head.
More than head-to-head.
What do you mean? What do you mean towards the last season, man?
After mid-season.
This is a cloudy statement.
On Thursday leagues, on Thursday leagues, weeks 15 and 18...
Chris I will beat you. And
tried to half through it,
but he just wasn't the same player.
So how many times have you won?
One time.
How many weeks?
Don't do this,
against
Chris.
You guys.
Don't do this, Chris. You know.
I'm not
going to say
tonight.
He's won one in 20 weeks. It's not a big deal.
I just want to say to our listeners, though, I think we all win when Brennan hosts the podcast. He's a great host.
He is a great host.
Fuck you guys.
It is the one.
Explicit. Put the thing on.
All right. That wraps it up. You guys have a good night. Good luck in your matches, everybody.
All right, man. Later.
Yo.
Guys.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.